From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The chairman of the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, warned today that an economic recovery will not come overnight. But he said federal officials are using every resource to stabilize the financial markets. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Speaking to the Economic Club of New York, the Fed chairman reviewed some of the extraordinary measures taken by the Treasury Department and the Fed to thaw out the credit markets.
I'm not suggesting that the way forward will be easy, but I strongly believe that we now have the tools we need to respond with the necessary force to meet these challenges.
Among the measures he cited was the Bush administration's announcement this week that it would buy $250 billion worth of stock in some of the country's biggest banks. Bernanke also defended the government's decision to let Lehman Brothers go under. He said rescuing the company would have cost taxpayers money because, unlike mortgage giant Fannie Mae and insurance company AIG, it lacked the collateral to guarantee federal loans. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
Wall Street was apparently not reassured by the Fed chairman's remarks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 733 points today. That's a nearly 7.9% decline. The Nasdaq ended the day down 150 points. The S&P 500 fell 90 points. Members of the Group of Seven Industrialized Nations are calling for an international summit this year to discuss what they are calling a new world financial order to prevent future financial crises. The call from European leaders came today at a meeting in Brussels where Britain and Germany joined France in advocating the session. Meanwhile, EU leaders have agreed on a continent-wide $2.3 trillion bailout plan for the banking sector. The agreement will pave the way for all 27 EU nations to shore up national banks and financial institutions. Former First Lady Nancy Reagan is in a Los Angeles hospital. She's being treated for a fractured pelvis. A family spokeswoman says Reagan is not expected to require surgery. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Mrs. Reagan fell at her Bel Air home last week and, according to a spokeswoman, did not immediately seek medical care. But after persistent pain, the former First Lady went to the Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center and was hospitalized for a broken pelvis and sacrum. The spokeswoman said Reagan is expected to remain in the hospital for a few days and then will receive up to 2 months of physical therapy. Reagan is 87 years old. Earlier this year, she was hospitalized for 3 days after taking a fall. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
Hurricane Omar has been picking up strength as it heads for Puerto Rico and some of the smaller islands in the northeastern Caribbean. Omar is the season's 15th named tropical storm. Officials at the National Hurricane Center expect it to reach Category 2 strength when it makes landfall sometime later tonight. Eduardo Torrado is a resident of San Juan, Puerto Rico, and says he's ready for the worst.
We have hurricane shutters, so you know we're installing all of those, getting some canned goods just in case we run out of electricity or water at some period of the storm.
This is NPR. Two of the nation's largest airlines have weighed in with their quarterly earnings numbers. The parent company of American Airlines says excluding its sale of an investment division, it lost $360 million in the third quarter. Delta, which is in the process of buying Northwest, says it lost $50 million. Both Delta and American have been working to reduce their domestic capacity. Delta recently announced plans to cut 2,000 jobs. Where both airlines also expressed some optimism that with fuel costs coming down, they may see better fourth quarter numbers. Band leader and composer Neil Hefti has died. Hefti was most famous for composing the themes for TV's Batman and The Odd Couple. NPR's Sonari Glinton has more.
That driving beat was part of Neil Hefti's signature sound. Before he started penning catchy theme songs in the 1940s, Hefti played trumpet and arranged for Earl Hines and Woody Herman. In the 50s, Hefti became the in-house arranger for the Count Basie Orchestra, responsible for some of the band's biggest hits and its hard-driving swing. Hefti also branched out into pop, arranging hit albums for Dean Martin, Mel Torme, and Frank Sinatra. Hefti died Saturday. He was 85. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
Consumers were apparently staying away from stores and shopping malls in droves last month. The Commerce Department confirmed that with the financial markets in turmoil and credit markets basically locked up, consumers reined in their spending. The government says retail sales fell 1.2% in September. That was nearly double what analysts had expected. It was the biggest decline in spending in 3 years. Much of that was led by a falloff in car and truck sales. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.